You may call your next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. At this point, we'd like to call Plaintiff Talia Hernandez. Can you please state your name?
Talia Hernandez.
Can you please spell that for the record?
Talia, T-A-L-E-A-H, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
And how old are you, Talia?
I'm 19.
Do you remember how old you were when this case was filed in March 2020?
Yes, I was 16.
Where are you from, Talia?
I'm from Polson, Montana.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Montana State University in Bozeman, Montana.
What are you studying, Talia?
I'm studying animal science and Hispanic studies.
Did you grow up in Polson?
I did.
Who did you grow up with?
I grew up with my dad, my mom, my older brother, and my grandma.
Can you please describe the area around your home and also what we're seeing in the slide here, please?
Yes. So I grew up at my mom's house and my dad's house. My mom's house is on the east side of the lake off of Highway 35. Up in this beautiful area, we're surrounded by trees, an apple orchard, and swamps with skunk cabbage in them. My dad lives in a more agricultural area of Polson. There's still plenty of trees. We're right up against the Mission Mountains still, but there's a little more space. And the picture we're looking at is a picture I took from my mom's backyard. We get some really beautiful sunsets out there.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So you said you go to school in Bozeman. Do you return home to Polson regularly?
Yes, I try to on each vacation.
What types of activities did you do and do you enjoy doing in and around Polson?
I really love to be outdoors. So we've got Flathead Lake right next to us. I spend a lot of time at the lake, swimming, paddle boarding, boating. I love to go hiking. And in the colder months, I really like to go sledding and ice skating.
Do you enjoy spending time outdoors?
I love it.
Did you have any jobs growing up in Polson?
Yes. I worked at Head Over Heels Gymnastics for about 6 years. I also worked for several family friends. I worked for the McDonald's, taking care of their horses whenever they were gone. And I worked for our family friend, Heather Licht. Around her property, putting up fencing and horseback riding and taking care of the horses.
You also enjoy horseback riding?
I do.
Talia, do you think you've been personally impacted by climate change?
Yes, I would say so. I've noticed as I've gotten older that wildfires and the smoke that accompanies them have been so much more pervasive, and I believe I've been impacted by the smoke quite a bit.
Talia, can you please describe what is being displayed on the screen now?
Yes, this is a map showing Polson and part of Flathead Lake. The red dot is pretty close to where my home is, and the Boulder 2700 fire happened in 2021. Got pretty close to where I live.
How did the Boulder 2700 fire impact you directly?
The fire caused my family to prepare to evacuate. We never had to evacuate, but we did quite a lot of preparations in the event that we did have to. We did some kind of landscaping work. We cut down some trees near the house and thinned. We cut the lawn. We prepared our most valuable possessions, and we brought them over to my dad's house in the event that the fire was spread to our house. In addition, whenever we'd have to go back to my mom's house, we'd have to pass a checkpoint. There'd be a police officer stopped in the middle of the highway that would prevent you from continuing along the highway unless you lived in the area.
Has that ever happened to you before?
No, 2021 was the first time that happened.
Did you lose electricity at any point during the time when you were preparing to evacuate?
Yes, we did for a day or two.
Can you please describe what we're seeing on the screen now, Talia?
This is another photo of the Boulder 2700 fire. at night, you could really see the flames just crawling up the mountain.
Did you personally?
Is that the fire that some people have called the Finley Point fire, or is that different?
I believe it's the same one.
Okay, thank you.
Did you personally see the flames from this fire?
Yes, there were some nights where we'd be heading either into town or back to my mom's house, and we'd pull over on the side of the highway and get out of the car, and you could see orange flames just on the top of the mountain.
What was it like living under the threat of evacuation and having to pack up your valuables?
It was something that was kind of scary. That's never happened to me before. And it was kind of unprecedented. I mean, that's never occurred. I've been living in the Flathead for 19 years, and not once have I been in the threat of a fire.
Did this fire create smoky conditions around your mom's house?
Yes, and as you could see in the picture, the smoke was pretty thick, pretty pervasive through the valley.
What's it like breathing in that smoke?
Certainly doesn't feel good. Anybody who spends time outside in the smoke knows that it comes with a headache, and it's not a pleasant feeling.
Talia, were you living at your mom's house at the time of this fire?
Yes.
Can you still see the impacts of the Boulder 2700 fire near your mom's house?
Yes, you can. If you drive up Highway 35 towards Big Fork, you can see burnt structures on either side of the highway, as well as charred trees. You can see the remnants of the fire in the land.
What's it like for you seeing the charred homes and forests so close to your mom's house?
It's scary, and it's sad, and it's disappointing. One of our family friends, in fact, the family friend that my brother used to take piano lessons from, one of their homes was burned down in this fire. So it's pretty weird to not see that house there when we drive by.
Have there been any fires near your dad's house?
Yeah, there have been some up in the mountains caused by lightning strikes.
When you were younger, do you remember there being fires so close to the homes where you grew up?
No, not nearly as many.
Do you think the smoke from wildfires has gotten worse in recent years?
Yes, I do. I've seen a lot of smoke over the past couple of years and over the summers. There have been some summers where it's just been completely smoky in the valley. In fact, there was one summer, one or two summers ago, where we'd had a rainstorm, and I looked up at the sky and I saw blue skies. And at that moment, I realized that I'd forgotten what the sky normally looked like because I was so used to such a smoky environment.
Talia, were you here on Monday when Dr. Running testified?
Yes, I was.
Were you here yesterday when Dr. Whitlock testified?
Yes.
Did you hear them explain how wildfires are expected to increase in Montana and northwest Montana if climate change isn't addressed?
Yes, I did.
How does that make you feel?
Like I'm losing hope. I wouldn't want to see anybody put under the threat of wildfires near their home. And I wouldn't want to see the valley that I've grown to love be destroyed by wildfires.
Julia, has your work been impacted by wildfire smoke?
Yes, it has.
How so?
There have been times when I was working with our family friend, Heather Licht, and I'd shoot her a text the day of or the day before to see what we'd be doing that day. And she might tell me that, oh, we'd be putting off work for a couple of days because the smoke was too bad.
Can you take a look at the screen? Is this one of those text messages?
Yes, it is. This is a text thread between Heather and I. She said that we'd work when the smoke got better, but until then, we'd be just hanging out.
And what kind of work was that again?
Manual labor outdoors.
When you don't work, do you get paid?
No, I don't.
And you said you like riding horses too, is that right?
Yes.
Does the wildfire smoke impact your ability to ride horses?
Yes, it does. On most days that I'd work for Heather, we would ride horses as well. So any opportunity that was lost because of the smoke, I would lose income and horseback riding experience.
Do you plan to continue riding and working with horses?
Yes, I do.
What do you want to do with horses?
I think I'd like to train them when I get older.
Have wildfires impacted any other outdoor activities that you like to do?
Yes, I've been prevented from going to the lake or going out hiking at times.
Talia, I'll direct you to the screen now and photo, which has been marked as Plaintiff's Exhibit P155. Can you please describe what we're seeing on the screen?
Mm-hmm. You're seeing my brother, me, and two of our friends paddleboarding at Lake Mary Ronan.
What's the air quality like?
It's pretty bad, but we weren't going to cancel this camping trip. We'd had it planned.
Is that wildfire smoke in the air?
Yes, it is.
And do you also enjoy paddleboarding and recreating on Flathead Lake?
Yes, I do.
Have wildfires or wildfire smoke ever impacted your ability to go recreating, boating, paddleboarding on lakes?
Yes. Sometimes you just can't even see the Mission Mountains, and it's probably not safe to be out on the lake.
What's it like not being able to go out on lakes so close to your home because of the smoke?
It's pretty unfortunate. I mean, we only get a couple of months where it's perfect lake weather, and to have that ruined by fires and smoke is pretty disheartening.
Talia, earlier you mentioned you like to go ice skating. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Where do you like to go skating?
I like to skate on Flathead Lake in Pablo Reservoir.
And what kind of ice conditions are ideal for ice skating?
Smooth, clear, mostly just smooth ice.
Have you noticed any changes to the ice conditions in recent years?
Yes, I have. I've noticed patterns of warming and cooling in the winters where we'll get snow and then it'll warm up and we'll get rain and then cool down and we'll get snow again. That makes for really bumpy, uneven ice.
Does that uneven and bumpy ice as a result of the warming and cooling mean there are fewer opportunities to go ice skating for you?
Yes, it does.
Talia, do you think the defendants in this case are protecting you from the impacts of climate change?
No, I don't think they are at all.
Why not?
I think the state is showing a blatant disregard for Montanans' right to a clean and healthful environment because they're continuing to do things that harm the environment.
Talia, are you familiar with the Montana Environmental Policy Act, sometimes referred to as MEPA climate limitation?
Yes, I am.
What's your understanding of the MEPA climate limitation?
My understanding of the MEPA climate limitation is that the state cannot consider climate change when it's issuing permits for future developments.
Given that you've already testified about the way climate change is harming you, how does it make you feel knowing that the state is not considering climate impacts in its permitting decisions?
Makes me feel like the state is prioritizing profits over people because they know that there is visible harm coming to the land and to the people, and they're still choosing to make money instead of care for Montanans.
And when you say they're not caring for Montanans, does that include you?
Yes, it does.
Why did you decide to become a plaintiff in this lawsuit, Talia?
My family has a long history of environmental stewardship, beginning with my father, and I've seen it in my older brothers and sister as well. And when I heard about this case, I thought that it was my turn to step up and do something to serve Montana. And when I learned about the clean and healthful environment provision in the Constitution, I recognized that the state of Montana was not upholding that and that my constitutional rights to a clean and healthful environment were being violated.
Were you old enough to vote at the time this lawsuit was filed?
No, I wasn't.
Are your motivations for being a plaintiff in this lawsuit any different now that you're old enough to vote?
No, they're not, because the way through the courts can get things done a lot quicker. And there's still plenty of Montanans that don't have the right to vote.
Do you see this case as an attack on the state of Montana?
No. If anything, it's a way to protect Montanans.
What about Montana are you trying to protect?
I'm trying to protect this environment for future generations to come, because we live in one of the most beautiful places, and it'd be a shame to see that continue to, or not continue to exist.
How would you feel if you prevailed in this lawsuit?
I would have a lot of hope. I'd be more than excited. It'd be amazing to see the state take care of its residents and take care of the environment and protect the state.
Do you feel any sense of urgency for the state to take action to address the impacts of climate change?
Yes, I do. We can clearly see that the effects of climate change are getting worse each year.
Thank you, Talia. I have no further questions. And at this point, Your Honor, I'd like to move into evidence plaintiff's exhibit P-155.
No objection, Your Honor.
P-155 is admitted. Do you have questions?
Just real quick, Your Honor.
Okay.
You would agree with me, Talia, that the Boulder 2700 fire is the same as the Findlay Point fire of 2021?
Yes.
And you heard Serial testify as to the cause of that fire, correct?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any evidence to disagree that it was caused by arson?
No, I don't. But I can say that the drier conditions certainly helped that fire spread.
Were you, did you go up to the top of that mountain where it was started to check out whether they were dry or not?
No, sir. I don't think I could possibly do that when there was a fire there.
Well, before it was started?
No, sir.
Okay. No further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions?
It's real quick.
Talia, that the fire we're talking about here was started near your home, right?
Yes, it was.
Do you remember if it was dry at your home around the time of the fire?
Most summers it's pretty dry, but I couldn't say for sure.
Okay. No further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You may step down.
Thank you.